Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Well, Dominic, it's so good to have you back. Enjoyed learning about Michael in your last episode in that Foot Locker and how he changed your life. Before we hear about the next small-time leader in your life, sure. Would you tell me something you're thankful for now?
I think
maybe your business.
Yeah, for sure. I think in our business and, you know, with everything going on, our business has actually taken a hit. A little bit because, you know, we mostly work with schools and stuff in our business. And so with schools being closed a lot, we've kind of taken a hit. But I think what I am grateful for is the ability to adapt. You know, even though we have taken a hit, you know, from doing the in-person face-to-face consulting with teachers, I have the ability to adapt to do that virtually. You know, via Zoom or virtual tutors or whatever the case may be. And so I think I'm grateful for the ability to adapt, but also I'm grateful for the ability, or not the necessarily ability, but to know that we have had an impact on people and that people are getting something from what we do. Because look, if we weren't great at what we do, if we weren't good at what we were doing, then people wouldn't reach out to us at this moment. It's like, well, we still need your help, this, that, and the other. So I think I'm just grateful for, you know, just the ability to adapt and grateful for the fact that we are out there actually helping people.
And if you're not bringing value when times get tough, people ignore you.
Absolutely.
So if you bring value, they come to you. And so that's just a sign of the impact you're making. Thanks so much for sharing that. So tell me of all the mentors and people in your life that have been special, who's your next small-time leader you'll tell us about?
You know, it may be a bit cliche. It may sound lazy, but I assure you it's not. It's my wife, and I'll tell you why. So this goes back to 2014 when we started the company, right? So, right before we started the company, she had the idea, and we talked about it, and we decided the company. So we both quit our jobs. We bought a house, and we went to a trip to Mexico, and then we decided to have another child in our family. So we're going on in the business and things of that nature. Coming to find out there's a little bit of some complications with the pregnancy, but they tell us to, you know, to take the precautions. We take those precautions and we move forward. It got to a point where in March 2015, where things got a little bit dire. So we had to stop working. We had like $30,000 in contracts set up. That all went away because we couldn't work anymore because we're dealing with this kind of crisis, if you will. Right. And
yeah.
So because the thing is, like, between March, June, that's where we make, you know, most of our revenue. That's where people call us in to do like get ready for end of year school testings. Clearly, we're going through that now again, but that's neither here nor there. But anyway, my wife has to be on bed rest for a while. She gives birth on March 6, 2015, Mike. So she gives birth. We have this beautiful son, Maximus, the joy of my life. I love him to death, but he was born on March 6th, and 6 days later, he passed away.
And
it's just one of those things where when you lose a child, you question everybody and everything.
Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show.
Everybody and everything. I question ourselves. I question, you know, the hospital. I'm not even gonna lie, not trying to be blasphemous, but I question God. I was like, why, you know, because you're looking for answers in a moment like this, right?
Yeah.
You know, it got to the point where I got so angry one day, I punched the side of our tub because I was just angry. right? No, but through, but through it all, I looked over at my wife and she's just kind of like cool, calm, collected, a lot more than I was, right?
And that's amazing. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and she lost the child, and she's
absolutely,
she's comforting you.
Absolutely. Okay. You know, and the thing is like, you know, she's the one who went through the body changes of it all. And, and just kind of give a little bit of context. My wife actually lost both of her parents by the age of 13, knowing how to deal with situations like this in time. But anyway, I learned, I got my strength from her. And she told me, like, Dominic, let's pray. So we sat down. We just sat down on the couch one day, and we just prayed. And we just, you know, we talked to God. It's like, you know, why? Like, why did this happen? Like, why us? And listening to her advice to just sit down and pray, I got an answer, Mike. And that answer to me was, you know what, Dominic? You know, bad things happen to good people because good people are the only ones strong enough to handle it. A lesser person, a smaller person would crumble. And so, like, and through it all, we changed our perspective in our business, in our lives. But that quiet strength from my wife, that calmness in the storm is just something that I'll always be mindful of. You know, it puts things in perspective. Like, when something silly comes down the pipeline, like, you know what, this is, you know, this is small potatoes. We've been through so much more. Just that. But when it comes to that person, that small time leader, it's my wife, that calm, that strength in the storm to lead our family, you know, through that, you know, was just, you know, mind boggling because we had a 3-year old at the time. And so to lead for her to lead our family through that is just, you know, one thing I'll just never forget.
Can't even imagine to have a spouse like that with you is a blessing beyond compare.
Absolutely.
To have someone that strong who says when things go wrong, let's pray about it. But you're a lucky man, my friend.
Oh, yeah, no idea.
And I thank you so much for sharing that with us and remind us that all of us have spouses that are special if we take a little more time to look at that and consider it. And as we wrap this thing up, would you let the folks know how they can get in touch with you if they'd like?
Absolutely. So my name is Dominic Lawson, and I'm the co-founder and COO of Owls LLC. And what we do is that we write curriculum and do professional development with school districts and school principals and nonprofits and things of that nature. And so if you want to reach out to us on our website, it's askowlsllc.com. If you're a school leader or a school district looking for some curriculum writing or some professional development, you can also hit us up on, you know, any social media, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Owls LLC of the same name. If you're an amazing entrepreneurial leader like Mike is, and you may want to come on our show, our podcast, The Startup Life, you know, you can reach us on thestartuplifepodcast.com, or you can reach out to me. My email address is Dominic, D-O-M-I-N-I-C, at askowlsolutions.com.
And we'll have all those details in the show notes so you guys can easily get in touch with Dominic. He's an inspiring leader, and if you're in education or nonprofit, please give him a call. Your life will be better for it. Dominic, thanks so much for being with us again, and you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.